Welcome to Good Morning Jesus Podcast, popularly known as JMJ Podcast. Ministering is Pastor Peter Ilesomi, the set man of God's Pillar End Time Mission, popularly called GOPEM, located at Road 18, Achievers Estate, Ariyo, Ologweru Ido Axis, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. As God's servant, an apostle of grace and excellence, ministers in the power of the Holy Ghost. Get ready for your total transformation to the glory of God the Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. It is a beautiful Tuesday morning. We give thanks to the Lord for another beautiful and blessed day. Beloved, have you said thank you to God today? Always remember that life is a gift. It is never a right. So go ahead and give Him thanks for the gift of life. And today is going to be a great day for you in the mighty name of Jesus. I must say thank you very much for following us on all our social media platform. Alright, and please tell friends who are yet to do that so that they will not be absolutely disconnected from GMJ Podcast. And also, beloved, I want you to get set for this year end of the year retreat, our annual retreat which we do in GOPEM Incorporated. This year edition will be starting on Sunday 28th December and it will end on the Tuesday 30th of December. It's going to be free registration, free feeding, free accommodation, and the Lord God is going to visit His people. The theme we are looking at is Sound of Joy. Hallelujah. So please contact us if you have interest to attend the retreat physically. Of course, you can join us virtually, and I personally would like to invite you to join us physically if you are, you know, very close to Ibadan City in Nigeria. You're going to be refreshed, you're going to be blessed, and you're going to be well prepared for the coming year 2026. And that year will be a great year for you and for me if Jesus tarry, in the mighty name of Jesus. What is our wisdom nugget for today? Our wisdom nugget for today says, without a slope, there cannot be a flow. Reduce yourself, create the gradient, receive the flow, and be fuller. Without a slope, there cannot be a flow. Reduce yourself, create the gradient, receive the flow, and be fuller. Please ponder on this, and the Lord bless you as you do so in the mighty name of Jesus. Straight away, we will continue with our series titled God Wants the Best for You. Today makes it part 8. And today, the subject we are looking at is hearing God through circumstances. Hearing God through circumstances. If you recall, I've shared about 7 ways, you know, through which we can hear God. We talked about through the Word of God, through the inner still small voice of the Holy Spirit, through the advice and counsel of men and women of God. Then we spoke about by the audible voice of God, by dreams, by visions, by angels. Now today, which makes it number 8, we are talking about by circumstances. Alright, you can hear God through circumstances. Our passage for today is 1 Samuel chapter 29 from verse 1 to 7. But I won't be able to read the entire passage because of our time constraint. I will just pick, you know, few verses, then I will try to summarize the remaining part for you. Now, 1 Samuel 29, let me take both verse 6 and verse 7, which says, so Achish summoned David and said to him, as surely as the Lord lives, you are an honest man, and I am glad to have you serving with me in the army. I have found no fault with you from the day that you first came to me until the present time. But in the opinion of the leaders, you are not reliable. So turn and live in peace. You must not do anything that the leaders of the Philistines consider improper. Now, you see, beloved, that statement that I've just read now from Achish to David actually occurred when David followed the Philistines to war against Israel. And then Saul was the king, and Jonathan, David's friend, was going to be next to Saul in that battle. Now, out of frustration, due to frustration, David was going to do what was improper. Of course, you know, it was improper for him to join an enemy to fight against Israel. But David was already frustrated. He was ready to do anything for survival. Okay? So that battle between Israel and Philistines was going to lead to the death of King Saul and Jonathan. Now, if David had fought in that war, he would have been a betrayer in the eye of everyone, you know, that betrayed his friend, his loyal friend for that matter, that's Jonathan. Okay? He would have been a betrayer that got his friend killed. If David had fought in that war, he would have been morally wrong to be a king of Israel. Many times we are already carried away and we have lost our spiritual sense due to situations, you know, of life. And the only thing left for God to use is to speak to us using circumstances or that very situation itself. So it is not every time you see a setback that it is the devil working. No, it's not every time. God can use disappointment to speak to you. God can use an ugly situation to speak to you. More so, all that David and his men had worked for, all that they have worked for and gathered in life, were being taken away already by the Amalekites who had come to, you know, David's settlement at Ziklag. That was the place that Achish gave David to settle. And this was the same David in a battle that God did not send him, but situation of life compelled him to go to that battle. He wanted to do everything possible to show Achish that he was loyal. He was actually embittered against Saul. God had to use an ugly situation, an ugly circumstance to speak to David. Otherwise, he and his men would have forever lost their families and all their properties that the Amalekites had already gone to Ziklag to pick and take away. How many times has God saved people, you know, from plane crash by making them to miss their flight? But yet, such people will still be rebuking the devil that made them to miss their flight. For your information, beloved, as a renowned warrior and a leader of an army that was known to be indomitable, what the lords of the Philistines did by stopping David from helping them was both unbelievable and a national disgrace. Yeah! Who dares to reject David? David of all men? When you see David as your ally in a battle, you should go and sleep. Everybody wanted David. The mention of the name of David in those days would make any opposing army to pee on their body. But here we are. David was being rejected. What about you? Are you being rejected at work? In that organization you are? Are you being rejected? Are your friends rejecting you? Could it be God speaking to you? Maybe God is trying to do something concerning your life and you are not even aware. Dear friend, this your present experience that you are calling a setback, that you are calling an unpleasant situation, could it be God speaking to you? Anyways, beloved, hear me today. God enjoys speaking to us through circumstances. And believe me, if you allow God, He wants to use all circumstances, both good and bad, to speak to you. He's a good father. He's not a wicked father. He's a good father, and in fact, He's a fine educator. He wants to make you better, and he has your interest at heart. He's not creating pains for you for the fun of it. No, his ultimate aim for your life is gain. He's creating gain for you. Don't let the devil toss you around by circumstances. Let God speak to you through them. Stop running up and down. Don't let people take advantage of your situation. Don't let them take advantage of your situation. Learn to ask God in any circumstance you find yourself, what is the lesson for me to learn in this situation? Father, what is the lesson for me to learn? He will speak to you and you will find rest. We need to stop here today, all right? I want you to pray this prayer after me. Say, Dear Holy Spirit, I am sorry for not seeing you in my circumstances. Now I humble myself. Please speak to me through this circumstance. What am I supposed to learn? What am I supposed to do? What exactly are you saying? Guide me till I learn what you want me to learn. Thank you for having my interest at heart. Help my faith to always see you in all my circumstances, in the mighty name of Jesus. Barokato santali brani kata sabadia. Reketo sindale brako shiketa yandalaba. Rakato sompali gadia. Speak to me, Lord. What am I supposed to learn? What am I supposed to do? Guide me till I learn what you want me to learn in this situation. Help my faith, oh Lord, to always see you in all my circumstances. In the mighty name of Jesus. Baronda katalia. Ikoto sontala breketo sofandia kapalaba. Thank you for having my interest at heart. Thank you for now I know it's all for my good. In the name of Jesus. And I give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Beloved, I bless you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And in this month of December, as it has been declared, you shall receive your good and perfect gifts in the name of Jesus. I command all things to begin to work together for your good in Jesus' name. And all the celebrants of today, whether birthday anniversary or wedding anniversary, I bless you in the name of Jesus. Be lifted and be blessed. This new year shall be filled with abundant wine, grains, oil, honey, and peace for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Go forth today and prosper in the will and the purpose of God for your life. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Do not forget to share this content with other people today. And the Lord bless you as you do so. And don't forget to see God in all your circumstances. Bye for now. Now, before I end today, there is something special for you. Are you there not yet saved from sin? Remember, heaven and hell are real, but hell is never meant for you. Jesus can save you now. Oh yes. Do you really want eternal peace? Do you really want eternal security through Jesus? Or maybe you would like to rededicate your life to Jesus. Please say these prayers after me now. Go ahead and say, O Lord God Almighty, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus, your Son, died for my sins. I confess all my sins and I receive forgiveness for them all. From today, I forsake all sins and I receive a new life. I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I am filled with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for saving my spirit and my soul. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Now that you are saved, please get a copy of Bible and start studying the Word of God daily. Also join a nearby Bible-believing church. and be a part of God's family. May the Holy Spirit guide you through life. Oh, you will run well and you will end well in Jesus' name. And don't forget, we are now part of your life. So feel free to contact us. Remain blessed and lifted in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Bye for now.
Praise the Lord. We believe you have been richly blessed by God through today's podcast. For further counseling or prayer requests, please send an email to support@gmjpodcast.com. To share your testimonies with us, please send an email to testimony@jmjpodcast.com. Finally, would you like to partner with us to spread JMJ Podcast across all social media platforms and on different radio stations? Please contact us via +234 803 611 3135 or send an email to partner@jmjpodcast.com. Join us to spread this gospel of Jesus, and do not forget to share the podcast with other people. For further information, please visit our website www.jmjpodcast.com or www.gopem.org. May God's eternal purpose for your life be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Amen.